Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dick Hall. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLain. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gentile out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Adair moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 1 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Triandos tags and moves to third. Hansen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair is walked intentionally. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-2 in the game. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Herzog moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herzog scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Gentile moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. Triandos moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Marty Cutina now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kutveal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-3 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Hicks moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.